You're listening to Inside iOS Dev, show about real-world iOS development. Today with you, your hosts Alex Bush.
And Andrew Roan.
And today we're talking about SK Store Review Controller.
We will be using this new SK Store Review Controller. I am starting at the release of iOS 11. Apple will make this a requirement for apps released to the App Store. So what does it do? It provides you with this new system review prompt. And what it is a in-app prompt that will pop up. Let me see here. We have a picture of it. Basically, in-app, you'll have this picture come up. Yeah, you'll have a system pop-up come up with your app icon, five little stars, and the user can tap not now if they're not interested. So I guess why is Apple doing this? I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But I think basically the reasoning behind this is they want people, apps, to stop bothering their users.
Yeah, because these days the experience with some of the applications is really, really awful when they keep bombarding you with this prompt to rate our app because you like us, right?
Right. And I think what happened there was that app reviews got reset with the release of every app. So in a way, it just created this vicious cycle where, you know, people update their app every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then every two or 3 weeks, they're wanting to get more reviews because they lost their old reviews. So it was kind of there was some blame, I guess, a little bit on both sides of why that was happening. But Apple wants to stop it. And thankfully, what's going to help developers, since we will not be able to ask for reviews kind of in an unlimited fashion, we will have to use this new review prompt. They will allow cumulative reviews in the App Store, meaning it's not per a like app version. You can have a running tally of all your reviews, which is nice. So that should help with people, you know, your review rating is not going to get reset every single release, which is nice.
Right. And the main thing is that this new store review prompt, you'll be able to show it only three times per year.
Three times in a 365-day period.
So, yeah, essentially, you know, use it carefully now, right? Because you're limited.
Yeah, so this is straight from the Apple developer docs. It says, if you'd like to ask your users to provide feedback on the App Store without leaving your app, you can use the SK Store Review Controller API. Simply choose when to prompt users to rate your app for up to three prompts in a 365-day period. Customers will submit a rating through the standardized prompt and can authenticate with Touch ID to rate and submit a review. And then I think in the human interface guideline, they also give some more advice on kind of how to ask for these reviews. So they say, ask for a rating only after the user has demonstrated engagement with your app. So I guess if you have a game, if they, you know, beat the first couple levels or something, or if, I don't know, you have a social networking site, if you see that they've commented on a couple posts or something like that, you can see that they have engagement, and then after that, decide to prompt your users.
Basically, yeah, after so-called aha moment, right, for your product.
Yeah. They say don't interrupt your user, especially when they're performing a time-sensitive or stressful task. Yeah, it makes sense. don't be a pest. Yeah. Don't be a pest. Well, they're kind of forcing us not to be a pest anymore because you can only do it three times in a year now. Let's see here. So one thing to note is that with this new prompt, there's no guarantee whether it will show or not.
Yeah, so now it's all up to the system, and the system will decide when is the appropriate time. You just kind of request it to be shown, but that's kind of it.
You have this SK Store Review Controller class. All you do is you have this one class method on it called request review. You call that method, and the system will ultimately decide whether that review prompt is shown or not. So this is also why in their interface guideline, they say, don't show this prompt in response to a user action. So for example, you don't want to show a pop-up that says, are you enjoying this app? And then, would you like to leave a review? And then you have a yes or no button, right? And then if they tap yes, then you fire this request review thing. Well, first off, they don't want us doing that, right? Because they're trying to stop us, you know, spamming users, basically. But the other thing is they're not going to guarantee that that review prompt is shown. So they say don't do it in response to users kind of giving that feedback, because it might not show. Apple, the system will decide whether it shows. If you try, so they do not give a specific guide. They don't give a specific number of days, but they say if you request the reviews too frequently, like maybe if you request it one day and then the next day after that, I don't know. It's pretty like opaque. They're not specific. All they say is if you request too frequently, that they will not show it. So that's just one thing to keep in mind, that you can call this method, but the review prompt may not show.
And another big thing there is something you might not think about right off the bat implementing this, but quite often it's necessary, tracking whether people actually submitted a review or not, and like what did they click in that prompt. Mm-hmm. And well, back to that, whether it showed up or not, that seems like all of that is going to be impossible as well.
Yeah, there's no callback method, right? So you don't have information about how they responded. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to know whether they actually left a review or not. I guess what you could keep track of, though, is gross number of reviews left in the App Store, which that is available. You just, I guess, wouldn't be able to know locally, like, right away whether they had left a review or not, decided to leave a review or not, or like even what the rating was.
Right.
So another thing is interesting in iOS 11. So you can, users will be able to system-wide opt out of reviews for apps. So they could just say, I don't want to be asked at any time for these. And if that's the case, then they will never be shown this review prompt. If a user has already left a review, they're not going to be prompted again. Right, so I guess let's talk implementation. So it's pretty straightforward, actually. You just have this SK Store Reviewer, Store Review Controller class. You import StoreKit, I believe, is what it's called. Yeah, so you import StoreKit, and all you do is on SK Store Review Controller, you call request review. It's very simple. I'd imagine, though, your app is, you know, you're supporting, I don't know, let's say your minimum app version is iOS 9. So this API may not be available. So you're probably going to want to have, you know, you can use the hashtag, you know, available syntax in Swift and check if, you know, this SK Store Review Controller is available. If it is, you use this, and then you can else on that and say elsewise, you know, show them the old however you used to ask for ratings in the past. Some other things to know about this, though. Debug builds are going to show this review every time. So if you see this pop up like every single time, know that that's not going to happen in the App Store release. That's, you know, so you can test it. And obviously, if you leave a if you tried to leave a review, they're not going to allow you to leave a review because it's a debug build. So it'll just like you can only cancel out of it. Test flight builds will not show this prompt at all. So, you know, if you have a QA or anything like that, just know that it's not going to show. Yeah, and of course, the App Store builds, they're going to show it, but it's only the 3 times in a year rule. And that's about it. This is interesting. I mean, I like it as a user of the platform. It's questionable, I guess, as like maybe a business thing, whether this is good or bad. I think it's good, though, in a way for business, because just I might be speaking, projecting as myself as a user, but I am much more likely to leave a review if I can just do it without leaving an app and having to leave and go to the App Store. If I'm using an app, it's disruptive for me to leave that app to go leave a review. I don't want to do that at that time. I'm just going to like cancel. With this one, if I like an app and it takes me literally 2 seconds or less to leave a review, I can do that. It's fine.
From my side, I'm just anticipating so many discussions with business people about tracking that thing and how, like, they don't understand why can't we? But yeah, that seems like a great, great addition. Little small thing, but it's what one of those things that makes Apple products better.
Yeah.
It's a little touch.
That Apple polish. Other thing is, with the App Store in iOS 11, you will be able to respond to reviews. I guess that's nice if you want to be able to respond to reviews. And like I said earlier, you can have the cumulative reviews, so you can keep them running count, or if you want to do it per release as per the previous behavior, the already existing behavior, you can keep it that way. And that's about it. It's pretty simple. Nothing big here, but something maybe you might forget to, you might look over. But yeah, you should upgrade to this to support iOS 11. Okay, guys. Thanks very much.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Find us on Twitter at InsideIOSDev and email us at hello@InsideIOSDev.com.
Bye.
Bye.